In an expected move, 12-term Democratic California Congresswoman Barbara Lee announced that she will officially join the Open U.S. Senate campaign to replace retiring veteran Senator Dianne Feinstein. The California incumbent is the current Senate's longest-serving Democrat, having first been elected in 1992. Already announced are fellow Democratic Representatives Katie Porter and Adam Schiff. At this point, no statewide elected office holders are making a move to run for the Senate. California features an all-party jungle primary system, so it is likely that two Democrats will advance to the general election. In 2024, because it is a presidential election year, the California primary moves to Super Tuesday, March 5th, 2024. Early in the week, Rhode Island Democratic Congressman David Cicilline announced that he will resign from the House on May 31st to accept a new position as president and CEO of the Rhode Island Foundation. The Cicilline move will require Governor Dan McKee to schedule a special election later in the year to fill the congressional post. The Rhode Island Foundation is a 100-plus-year-old donating entity with an endowment of more than $1.3 billion, according to their latest public financial statement. The organization specializes in providing financial grants and scholarships, particularly in the areas of community development and education. The 538 data organization rates Rhode Island 1 as safely Democratic at D plus 32. A crowded candidate field is expected to form. Virginia Democratic State Senator Jennifer McClellan easily won the state's 4th District special election during the week, earning the right to replace the late Congressman Donald McEachin, who passed away at the end of November. Ms. McClellan was the clear favorite going into the election after winning the Democratic nomination process in December. She easily defeated Republican Leon Benjamin, a frequent candidate. The 4th District, which stretches from Richmond to the North Carolina border, is heavily Democratic. While Ms. McClellan fills one Democratic vacancy, another may occur. Illinois Congressman Jesus "Chewy" Garcia is running for mayor of Chicago. If he wins the April 4th municipal general election, he will resign from the House immediately thereafter. The election is close with multiple candidates. Therefore, Representative Garcia has a good chance of being one of the two who will qualify for the general election. A pair of minor Mississippi Democratic gubernatorial contenders have been disqualified from the ballot for failing to meet the state's candidate requirements. This means Public Service Commissioner Brandon Presley, a cousin to the late music legend Elvis Presley, will be unopposed for the party nomination. With Governor Tate Reeves facing only minor opposition in the August 8th Republican primary, we will now assuredly see both the governor and Mr. Presley advancing into the general election. Therefore, a defined Mississippi gubernatorial campaign will now be underway and continue for the better part of this year. The general election date is November 7th. This concludes our Politics in Review podcast. I'm Jim Ellis.